This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I know I've said this many a times, but this man that's coming on our show is truly a legend. He's done everything there is in the business of movies. Jeremy Frommer, with Jerick Media Holdings. They trade on the OTCQB, JMDA. Why he's coming on my show, I have no, I don't know. I mean, for this guy to have time for me, it's amazing. Jeremy, thank you very much for coming on the show.
No problem. I'm on your show because I'm very impressed with what you've built, Everett.
Well, thank you very much. Tell my listeners a little bit about Statement, you know, of yourself and your company and where you guys are headed.
Well, what my partner Rick Schwartz, who is in the entertainment industry since the beginning of his career, and myself, as you know, where I was on the Wall Street side.
That's right.
We got together when we sort of had found that moment of opportunity for us to collaborate on something. Though we had collaborated on many films and other entertainment industry opportunities over the years. In this case, when he and I saw an opportunity in the digital space to build a real company that made a difference, we decided that it was time for us to sort of take off from the institutional world and enter the entrepreneurial world full time. So we created what we look at as we call it a long-form social media platform, long-form content. You know, most social media platforms that exist out there, not most, almost all, are relegated to short-form content. Short-form content doesn't get SEO'd, and search has become such an important aspect of everybody's success on the digital, in the digital ethos. So we wanted to build something that we could create from scratch that would both be a social media platform, but also give the opportunity for people to create content that's long form. And what we did was we took many of the brands that he and I had owned for many years, some of them very old brands like Omni's, Omni Magazine, a big sci-fi magazine from the 80s and the 90s, and we resuscitated those brands and put them on our Vocal platform. And Vocal.media is the publishing hub for now eight different verticals that range from interests in music all the way to sci-fi. And in a sense, the way that you should think of it, I don't know if you're familiar with a company called Medium. Medium is the first real user-generated long-form platform. And what we did was we put a little twist on it. We took the idea of Medium's sort of user-generated content theory and matched it with having concepts like subreddits, and in this case we refer to them as verticals, and give people an opportunity to target direct communities as opposed to what a lot of sites have become today is basically content congested.
You know, let me ask you this. What is the most important change in the digital space you think that has happened in the last 5 years?
Well, I think it can be traced back to companies like Vice Media and Vox Media, and what distinguished those two companies from the 20 years of media brands, mostly old school media brands being on the internet, was the advent of user-generated content. And I really think that is the biggest and most important fundamental shift. I mean, the two biggest problems on the internet today for people are, how do I get my voice heard? And how do I monetize my voice?
Absolutely.
And the first one was answered by Medium. I believe Medium is a nearly $1 billion valuation in the private markets these days. I think I'm correct on that. Medium opened up the notion of user-generated content. This was all possible because there were a lot of breakthroughs in content management platforms that companies like Vice Media and Vox Media were able to capitalize on and allow a much broader base of content creators internally, though, for those companies, as opposed to a Medium or Jerick, Jerick's Vocal.media site, where it's open to the general public. What we did was we took it a step further. I guess my Wall Street background was part of this process, and we created a real dashboard so that users get paid on our site based on performance. And when a person signs up to vocal.media, they get a dashboard that tracks the performance of their articles and pays them, similar to the way YouTube or Spotify pays content creators. We have a similar algo, and we pay people also based on performance. So I think that the biggest, if you ask me what the single biggest change was, it was the evolution in content management platforms that has really culminated with us being able to create a fully scalable environment where anybody can publish to the site, basically. And that's, you know, you see it now happening on LinkedIn and on HuffPost. But it's hard for those giant infrastructures to really pivot. And then, you know, again, there's a lot of bureaucracy still in those infrastructures.
Absolutely.
You know, you don't get your voice heard as well there.
My guest today is Jeremy Frommer. He is the CEO, CFO, and executive director of Jerick Media Holdings. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol JMDA. You know, why didn't you and Rick Schwartz just go and make movies after you left Wall Street?
You know, Rick and I had made a number of movies. Rick himself had done movies like The Departed, Gangs of New York, Black Swan. The one movie that I participated with in Rick's world was a movie called Machete, starring Danny Trejo, and that was one of the few really profitable films we ever did. But for the most part, the movie industry is not a particularly profitable industry. You know, it's hard to make money. It's an old school model. I might say the same thing about TV as well. But I know that for Rick, Rick is a passionate, creative individual, and he wanted to do something that had tremendous scale. And he also wanted to do something that would allow a lot of the people that reach out to Rick throughout his years in the entertainment industry have great ideas, but it's been very, very difficult to execute those ideas in what was, again, an old-school environment. So Rick wanted to create a platform that really allowed content creators to find themselves and to reach their audience. So it was kind of, for us, we weren't going to go into movies. We had been there, done that. We weren't going to do TV, and quite frankly, everything's moving from the big screen to the small screen in your pocket.
Absolutely. You know, I want to switch gears here just for a second. I was going over some of your 10 Qs, and correct me if my numbers are wrong. 2014, you guys did about 11,000 in revenue. 2015, you guys did about 58,000 in revenue. But in 2016, you guys are going to do over 200,000. What can we look for 2017? Because that's almost a 400% jump there.
I would expect that number to be probably much higher than that. Look, we've spent 2 years developing technology, 2.5 years, and a considerable amount of both our private and publicly raised money. So we only really have turned on our system about 3 weeks ago. Turned on our technology. So Vocal.media only exists for the last 3 weeks. Much of the revenues that we generated in the past were really just proof of concept revenues for models.
Exactly.
That we were running. So now that we're fully engaged and recently have brought on some very well-known brands as part of our branding outreach, and have also brought on a number of significant influencers as far as our content creation, I think that we're poised for the first year of out of beta. I mean, we've really been a company in beta for literally 2.5 years. In fact, we had originally decided to do our media platform on outsourced technology like WordPress or Squarespace. And truthfully, it was about 2 months into it that I realized the only way this was going to work was if we built our own technology from scratch, which is really what our platform is, what our site explains, and that's what we did. And to build something at the level that we did, really, it takes a couple of years in development. functioning on a fully realized basis, and yeah, the sky's the limit for what we can accomplish now, given the strength of the platform.
This new community publishing platform that you guys have, why did you decide to do this as a publicly traded company?
Oh, that has really two answers to it. The first one is that we're a firm filled with millennials.
And, absolutely.
And many of those millennials stood, idly by as they worked for all sorts of private companies during tech bubbles, and were promised all sorts of stock that never really materialized and never had a value. When we decided to do this, it was very clear to me that I wanted from scratch, even as a startup, I wanted to be able to have my people and what is really an incredible group of executives and managers, I wanted them to be able to participate directly in the upside. Everybody in my firm is a partner in our firm. Everybody has equity. Everybody has options. And having a publicly traded vehicle, it unites us culturally. And then from another standpoint, I think that, look, this will sound a little Armageddon-ish, but I think that there is going to be a distressed level in the in sort of the content sites out there that we've never experienced since the beginning of the Internet. And most of that is because most of the Internet exists on archaic technology. Like, the financial crisis ever created a blip in the development cycle of technology. As such, a lot of the websites that are out there just have no shot of turning revenues anymore, because they're not, their fundamental structure, that the architecture that they rest on, doesn't really lend itself to the opportunities that exist out there. So either those websites need to completely redesign or build their own proprietary infrastructures like we did, and file patents for them like we did, but that takes a lot of money and, like I just told you, a lot of time. So because I believe that there are tremendous amounts of those kind of companies out there, I wanted to have a publicly traded currency so that I could do accretive deals off of their revenues in the future. Remember, at the end of the day, I'm born and bred Wall Street. I'm in the technology world, but I look at our company from the standpoint of a Wall Street executive, not the standpoint of a technology executive, which makes all the difference in why we're a publicly traded company.
Very well said. My guest today is Jeremy Frommer. He is the CFO, CEO, and Executive Director of Jerick Media Holdings. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol JMDA. In closing here, Jeremy, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to talk about that you would like to get out there to the listeners?
No, we just put out a press release recently about the launch of our two new verticals. One is a music vertical, which I would say is really cool. Check it out. It's called Beat, B-E-A-T, dot media. And the other one is a food vertical for foodies out there. And that would be Feast, F-E-A-S-T, feast.media. And we don't use the .coms. We use the top-level domain .media for all of our websites. And I think those are two perfect examples of the kind of stuff that you're going to see coming out in the future.
Very good. I want to thank you for coming on the show. I wish you guys nothing but success, and we're going to check back with you in a couple of months.
Thank you so much for having me, Everett.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.